Hi there, everyone. Here is the Hornepiece Prize Early News podcast episode, and this is Mukhtar Bashir Adani speaking at the Digas Ology Ethiopia. Welcome to our podcast episode 29. On this episode 29, magnificently, I met to discuss upon the judgmental positive coping strategy on mental health balance care and a common law of social benefits. The benefits of good mental health. Whether young or old, it is important in your mental health. And the total well-being cannot be overstated. When psychological wellness is affected, it can cause negative behavior that may not only affect personal health, but it can also compromise the relationship with others. Below are some of the benefits of good mental health: as a stronger ability to cope with life stress. When mental emotion status are at the peak level, the challenges of life can be easier and overcome, such as the adapted habits of such as alcohol and other relevant drugs, which can promote or result in isolation, traumas, fighting. We have been adapted to manage a relationship disputes due to a behavioral disorders, financial woes, work illness, and other life issues. Stable mental state can encourage healthier and coping mechanisms. Positive self-image. Mental healthy greatly correlates with personal feelings about their own oneself. Overall mental wellness, it plays a part in your self-esteem. Confidence can often be a good indicator of healthy mental state on physical, psychological, emotional, and mental as well. All mental illness can affect your family and friends. Hopefully, it is difficult to be diagnosed with a serious mental illness, such as schizophrenia, bipolar disorder, panic disorder, obsessive compulsive disorder, and other nature depressive disorder. It is also difficult when a loved one is experiencing one of these diseases. When person is living with a senior mental illness, the whole family may be affected emotionally. Emotional upheaval. It's a serious mental illness often have a significant impact on a biological component that they are not the result of a bad parenting, and they probably would have been prevented by anything that as a friend or a family member may have done differently. Even still, after the diagnosis, it is normal to feel a range of powerful and often ambivalent emotions. It is not abnormal to feel ashamed or hurt or impressed by a family members whose behavior can be difficult to understand and deal with. Many people also feel anger at the circumstances and even at the person who has been diagnosed, and thought it may not be a logical parent. Often engage in some degree of self-blame, such as feelings of shame. Anger may also go hand in hand with a feeling of guilty. Grief also is common. Finding support. As you adjust to the emotional and the stresses of loving someone with a serious mental illness, it's important to identify the source of support. Often some of this support comes from the others who are in your shoes. Consider joining family support group to meet others experiencing similar challenges. To find a safe group, ask your local hospital or community mental agency. You need to protect. depends on health. If you are a partner of someone diagnosed with a serious mental illness, what are you supposed to do? Relationship can be wonderful, but it is also a challenging under the best of circumstances. With someone who partner has a seriously mental illness, the situation can become and even more complex many times. Partner without a diagnosed disorder will assume more responsibility, at least for the short term, for a person who is already worried about what is happening with his or her partner, having to spend more time maintaining the household or taking care of the children can be especially hard. It is important for the couple to keep in mind that most people diagnosed with a serious mental illness, it improves over time, and that partner's attitude and behavior can make an important contribution to recovery. It helps to maintain an accepting a positive attitude while holding a realistic expectation for the partner with a serious mental illness. Participating on a specialized family therapy or a serious mental illness can be very useful when someone has the diagnosed as a mental health illness. When you are discovered that one of your loved ones is ill, it's often hard to focus your attention on anything else, but it's important to take care of your own need. Try to eat healthy meals, get some of exercise, and get enough sleep. Making time to do things you enjoy will help you keep your stress level in check. You will be better able to support your loved one. If you take such steps to maintain your own physical and mental health, you will cope and overcome the adversities of mental health defects. Serious. Often, mental health is a serious illness, which is logistically challenging and as well emotional ones. Your family members may not be able to work, at least temporarily. You may need to help your loved one locate affordable housing, secure transportation, and from the appointment for a figure out how to pay or and pick up medications. Ask your relative doctors and a mental health professional if they know how social services available in your community that may be able to help with these types of day-to-day activities. When possible, to reach out to the other friends and family members, try to share your feeling or the adversities and the problems of mental health you have experienced and sensed, which is visible to you. Because your mental health well-being is resulted due to the emotional panic disorders. In order to you to just cope and overcome the adversity of mental health, you're supposed to process to share your feelings to your family, and you attend to choose the compatible version of your mental health. What are the five common mental health disorders, and how does it affect your mental health? Mental health disorders are sometimes referred to as illness affecting the thought, mood, and behavior of those impacted. Although there is no clear link between genetics and the likelihood of having the mental health disorder, lifestyle factors such as diet and individual activities can influence the onset of depression, anxiety, and other related mental health disorders. It may be an occasional or chronic, and it can affect an individual ability to relate to others and function to day to day. While there are some steps to improve overall mental health, some disorders are more serious and may require professional. This is the most common mental health disorders, which is sequentially occur in America. It is experienced clinical symptoms. Anxiety disorder. The most common category of mental health disorders in In America, in fact, is approximately 40 million adults 18 and older anxiety disorders causes people to experience distressing frequently, fear and apprehension, while many may experience these feelings, say, during the job interview. On a public speaking event, as that can be a normal response to stress. Those with anxiety disorders feel them commonly and in typically non-stressful events, and bouts of anxiety that can last up to 6 months. Mood disorder relationship can be wonderful but challenging under the best circumstances when your partner has a serious mental illness. Visage disorder, dementia. Dementia is mistakenly thought to be a single disorder. Dementia is a term that covers a wide range of specific mental conditions. Those suffering from the dementia related to disorders may experience a decline in their cognitive ability, often suffering enough to impair their daily life and depending on function. While that category hosts conditions. And it's a disease accounts for 60 to 80 dementia cases. It slowly destroys memory and thinking skills, and eventually stripes the ability to carry out the simplest tasks. Other forms of dementia. A good example can be Parkinson's disease, Huntington's disease, and eating disorders. Eating disorders are about the more than an individual relationship with food. They are a complex mental disorder that often require intervention from the medical and psychological experts. This condition causes an unhealthy eating habits to develop, such as an obsession and food body with or body shape. In several cases, eating disorder can be a serious health consequences and may even result in death. In left and untreated, common symptoms include several restriction food, binge-purging behaviors such as vomiting or other exercising. The most common types of eating disorders are anorexia nervosa, bulimia nervosa, binge eating disorder. What does it seriously mean to your mental health care balance? Mental health includes an emotional, psychological, and social well-being. This affects how we think, feel, and psychologically act as we cope with life. It helps to determine how we handle stress, to relate others, and make choices. Mental health is an important at every stage of our life. What are the mental disorders? Mental disorders are serious conditions which can affect your thinking, mood, and behavior. It can be an occasional long-lasting that can affect your ability to relate to others. Why is mental health is important? Mental health is important because it can help you to cope with the stresses of life, with physically healthy. Have a good relationship, work productively, realize your full time potentiality. Your mental health is also important because it can affect your physical health, emotional, psychological, and mental. What are the effects of mental health? There are many different factors that can affect your mental health, including biological factors such as genes, brain chemistry, life experiences such as childhood, post-traumatic difficulties, as well as your family historical background. How does your mental health respectively make your change over time to time? Over time to time, your mental health can change. For example, you may be dealing with a difficult situation, such as trying to manage chronic illness, taking care of an ill relative, raising money, a problem. Such situations may can just ease you to develop or to promote mental health illness. What are the signs that may have mental health problems? When it comes to your mental emotion, it can be hard to know what is normal, what is not. There are warnings and signals that can may have mental health problems, including changing your eating, sleeping, withdrawing from people, activities you enjoy, having low or no energy, feeling a number of memories, or like nothing matters, having an explained urges and pains, feeling helpless or hopeless, smoking, drinking or using drugs more than usual, feeling usual, confused, forgetful, angry, upset, worried, and the like. Thank you for your ambitious and scholarly reading and listening attention on our Hornibus Press Daily News broadcast episode. Meet you next time. That's all about the broadcast episode 029. Thank you, Muhtar Bashir Adan, Somali Region, Ethiopia. Goodbye.